Here's the plan for today's recap. The Warriors got their first win of the season. I'll break down why their final play of the game to get Damian Lee the game-winning three worked. I'll get to the stat of the game, and then I'll go over some of the options that the Warriors have at center after Marquese Chris's injury. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off on your next order.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group. The Warriors finally got a win Sunday, beating the Bulls 129-128 in Chicago, thanks to 36 points from Steph Curry and a game-winning three from Damian Lee. I thought that the final play of the game was really well-designed by Steve Kerr. Damian Lee, after the game, pretty much explained how that play worked. There's three different options on that play. The first was obviously to go to Steph, right? 36 points on the night, 5 of 15 from three-point range. He had scored 13 points at that point in the fourth quarter, really carried the Warriors to that win. And everybody on the planet knew that play, the first option was to go to Steph. So Steph runs around the arc. He's trying to get open. The Bulls got two guys on him. They're denying him the inbound. And so Damian Lee is the inbounder. He inbounds it to Kevon Looney near the top of the key, darts over to Kevon. Tomas Satoransky kind of falls asleep on the play, and Lee gets the handoff back from Lee and takes a deep straightaway three-pointer and makes it. And Damian Lee, by the way, had a really nice game overall. 12 points on 4 of 5 shooting from three-point range, 4 of 7 overall. Had a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists, and was a plus 11 on the night, which was behind only Looney at a plus 12. And so, look, Lee is a proven three-point shooter. He's been really, really valuable to the Warriors. He's probably their best wing off the bench. You know, he's been better than Brad Wanamaker. He's been better than Kent Bazemore. Jordan Poole's actually been pretty good. Michael Mulder has been hit or miss. But Damian Lee, just overall, he's better defensively than those other guys I was mentioning. He's making three-pointers. He's got a quick release. And having him on the floor in moments like that is important. We saw who Steve Kerr trusts in the final moments of a game. And one of those players is Damian Lee. Now, what he said after the game was that there was three options on that final play. So what was the other option? So I watched the tape again of that final play a few times, and Andrew Wiggins is the other option in that play, and he's in the corner when Steph Curry kind of goes all the way around the arc. And so it would not surprise me if Andrew Wiggins was an option to either get the ball in the corner and then attack a closeout if it was early enough in the shot clock, or if the idea was for Wiggins just to cut before the inbound and maybe go up for some sort of alley-oop or something like that. That's what I think the third option was, but they never had to get to that. They got to the point where Damian Lee can inbound it to Kevon Looney. Damian told Kevon before the inbound that, hey, if I'm going to avoid a five-second violation, so if there's 4 seconds left and I haven't gotten it to Steph yet, I'm going to make eye contact with you, and if I do, this is what's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. Inbounded it to Kevon. Kevon, he darts over back to Kevon. Kevon sets a screen, hands it off to Damian Lee. Boom, game-winning three. Now, that's why the final play of the game worked. But this was also the Warriors' best offensive game of the season. First time that they've scored more than 100 points in a game. Scored 129. 30 more than they've scored all year. In the first two games, they scored 99 points each. And that's because after the Milwaukee blowout, Steve Kerr made a very significant change to the offense. And that was to basically ditch the swing, swing, swing stuff, the side-to-side ball movement, in favor of more of a drive-and-kick offense. And this is not what Steve Kerr has typically done. Right? They're not a drive-and-kick team, never have been. But they also used to have guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant who used to thrive coming off screens. Now you've got Curry and Wiggins coming off screens, but instead of staying behind the three-point arc, they're driving and kicking. Now, this is still going to get a lot of three-pointers out of the offense. They shot 47 threes on Sunday. 47 threes. They made 18 of them. They shot 38.3% overall from three-point range. That's a lot of three-pointers, and I think they're going to be right around that. Maybe not 47. That's really high, but probably about 40 per game, I still think, is the mark where we'll see them, 40 to 42 a game. They're going to end up averaging something around that, I think, by the end of the year. And this drive and kick stuff is going to be so important, and especially if Andrew Wiggins is playing the way he did last night. Look, Damian Lee, great game. Steph Curry, 36 points. They don't win without Steph, but they also don't win without what Andrew Wiggins did. The way that he was using James Wiseman's and Kevon Looney's high screens, getting downhill, getting to the basket, and kicking out. He had 19 points on 6 of 15 shooting, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. No turnovers, which was key. Wiggins has had an awful assist-to-turnover ratio so far this season. That was an awesome game from Wiggins. That's what the Warriors need from him. That's the Wiggins that the Warriors have been looking for. And this offense much better suits him. It better suits guys like Kelly Oubre, who still hasn't gotten going. 3 of 16 overall, 0-6 from three-point range, just 8 points in the game, was just flat-out awful in that game. But you get one of these guys going, and hopefully the next one starts playing better soon. Andrew Wiggins, in that second quarter, scored 10 points, running that second unit. He was really, really good. And in the third quarter, had a couple of back-to-back possessions where he used a James Wiseman screen, got downhill, kicked out to Eric Paschal on the very next for an open three-pointer from the corner. Paschal drained it. That's the kind of thing that when you get it to a guy like Paschal, you need to make it easy for him because he is not a natural three-point shooter. He does not have a quick release. He's overthinking that three-pointer because he's reforming that shot. But when he was that wide open, that gives him a chance. And then on that next play, he did the same thing. High screen with James Wiseman, gets downhill, but this time kicks it out to the corner to Steph Curry, who is obviously great. And if you can get him open looks, because so much of what Steph has had to do this year has been just forcing his own shot, pulling up on his own, unassisted three-point attempts and three-point makes, you need to get Steph Curry easier looks. And it's not a coincidence that they did that tonight, and he had his best game of the season as well. So when Wiggins is doing that, it's unbelievably important. And when Draymond Green comes back, you're going to see a version of that kind of play too. Draymond Green will be able to be used as a screener as well as James Wiseman. Or you'll be able to see Green use Wiseman as a screener and be the ball handler. Because Green is really good at getting downhill and doing those kickouts. So I think you'll see this offense continue to get better as these guys continue to get more comfortable. That was a huge change by Steve Kerr. It seems minimal, right? But the idea is 1-5 pick and roll, ball handler center pick and roll, get downhill, kick out to open shooters. It's a basic offense, but that's exactly what this team needs. It's not what Steve Kerr wants to do, but Steph Curry after the game said that there's a higher level for this team to get to. All right, great, but you can wait at least to get to that higher level. Knock out this first level first. Master this part of the offense first, and then when Draymond Green comes back, I think you'll start seeing maybe them unlock some other parts of this offense, but keep it simple. Keep it simple at first, because that's what this team needs. Coming up, some stats that show how the Warriors centers stepped up, but first, let's talk about betonline.ag. Are you ready for some football? College football heads into the bowl season, and there are some big matchups this weekend. The college football playoff is coming up on New Year's Day. 2 games, 4 teams. If you've got an opinion on those games, then you better put your money down. I know I have an opinion. I am not a believer in Notre Dame whatsoever. I haven't seen what the spread is yet, but whatever it is, I'm betting against Notre Dame. I don't think they cover. I don't think they have any business being in this top 4. The NFL regular season is wrapping up. We got another week there as the playoff picture becomes clear. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. The NBA season is here, folks. And I know that you've been paying attention because I know you've been listening to this show. You are one of, if just by you listening to this network, you know more than the average person. take a look at the lines. See if you can make some money. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. That's like winning a bet for automatically before you even place a bet with that 50% bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Betting on the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. It's time for the stat of the game. And this game's stat is 6 screen assists and 16 screen assist points created by Kevon Looney, and then for James Wiseman, 3 screen assists and 6 screen assist points created by James Wiseman. So to me, this was Looney's best game of the season, and really it wasn't close, which was huge in the wake of Marquese Chriss's injury, which we'll get to here in a second. But utilizing your centers the way that they did is going to be so important. Not only is James Wiseman obviously a huge part of what the Warriors are doing now and doing in the future and what he has looked like. Look, that last night was probably the worst that James Wiseman has looked for the Warriors, but he wasn't bad. 7 points, 3 rebounds in 23 minutes, 3 of 8 overall. I mean, it wasn't the best game for him. He struggled defensively, I thought, especially against Chicago's pick-and-roll defense or pick-and-roll offense. He was out of place. He was out of position. He was late to rotate on several of Zach LaVine's cuts to the basket. He needs to clean that stuff up. But he wasn't terrible. He didn't cost the Warriors the game. He was only a -4, which wasn't bad in a one-point game. So you could deal with it. But Kevon Looney, to me, really, really stepped up in a night where they really needed him to do so. His screen setting, when we talk about what the Warriors have, how the Warriors have changed the offense, how Steve Kerr has changed the offense to better suit the personnel that he has, not only does that include Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre and guys who slash the back, Eric Paschal, but a guy like Kevon Looney who sets really, really brick walls of screens. He's a really good screener. He's not a proven shooter. He's not somebody that you really want finishing lobs or taking mid-range jumpers or anything like that, or even really not facilitating on the perimeter like Marquese Chriss was able to, but just let him be a brick wall. Let him set screens. And he was really effective in doing that. He's got great timing. He's got great presence when he does it. He didn't score a ton of points. He only had 8 points on 3 of 5 shooting, so he was at least efficient. He only had 4 rebounds. 3 of them were on offense, offensive rebounds. But he had 4 assists. In part because he was part of that dribble handoff action. And so I thought with the way that they used Looney was really smart. The way that they used Wiseman was really smart. I thought Wiseman was a little off timing with his screens. He, after the game in Milwaukee, talked about how he needed to slow down his screen setting game a little bit more, allow, you know, the game to come to him, be more patient, set that screen, let his teammate, let the ball handler use that screen before he goes into his role. I thought he was a little too slow to get into that role, you know, and this is a guy who, look, it's hard. Adjusting to the speed of the game in the NBA is difficult, and he's going to continue to find ways to do that, and it's a learning process, right? It's a rhythm. It's a feel thing, and so I thought in the first 2 games, he was a little fast setting that screen and coming out of that screen, and in that game, he was a little slow coming out of those screens. So if he were to be a little bit quicker and dive a little bit harder after those screens, I thought he would have been a lot more effective on offense. And so, yeah, the screen assist, that's something I'm going to be looking at as the Warriors continue to embrace this new drive and kick offense. Those screen assists are going to be that much more important. And that does not include things like when Andrew Wiggins uses a Wiseman screen, gets downhill, gets to the basket, and kicks out. Wiggins gets the credit for the assist. But a guy like Wiseman on a play like that does not get credit for a screen assist. So not that stat doesn't completely tell the story, but it gets you close. I want to take a minute here also to talk about Marquese Chriss, who's out for an extended period of time after breaking his leg in practice on Saturday, which is really unfortunate for Marquese. Really just a bummer for him and for the Warriors. He's in the final year of his contract. He's a restricted or an unrestricted free agent after the season. This was a year for him to step up. He was settling into a really nice, high-energy, floor-spacing, backup center role behind Wiseman. And there was an opportunity for him to earn a long-term contract with, you know, possibly the Warriors, to be their long-term backup at that position. And this is going to hurt him. And it's going to hurt the Warriors because they really liked his... He was the best, maybe outside of Wiseman, three-point shooting center that they had. He was capable, for sure. Really high energy, like I said. He's somebody who can set screens and dive to the rim. Really thrives as a lob threat and a finisher at the rim. Really good passer out and playmaker out on the perimeter. I think they're really going to miss him. Kevon Looney stepping up the way he did is going to be important. He has to continue to do that. James Wiseman, 23 minutes again tonight or Sunday night. He's going to have to start to play a little bit more than that. The Warriors eventually are probably going to bump up his minutes to closer to 30 per game. And then give Kevon, I guess, the, you know, 15-ish per game. But I don't know what else the Warriors can do. One of the things that they did against Chicago was play Eric Paschal at center. He was basically their third center, small ball five, and he was able to get downhill. He went to coast early, I think at some point in the second quarter, kind of grabbed a rebound, went coast to coast, and finished at the rim. That was shades of what we saw Eric Paschal do as a rookie. It was not a coincidence, I think, that Paschal had his best game of the year, 15 points on 4 of 8 shooting, a couple rebounds, a couple steals for him too. But those minutes as a small ball five probably end up going to Draymond Green when Draymond comes back. And maybe you could still find minutes for Paschal as a small ball five, especially in that second quarter when Steph is resting. And maybe you want Draymond Green to get a rest too, because their minutes are going to be linked up more so this year than probably ever. So I wouldn't say that Paschal, when Green comes back, will never play more small ball five. He came off the bench. Juan Toscano-Anderson started at power forward. That let Steve Kerr be a little bit more flexible with where he put Paschal into the game. And I thought Juan Toscano-Anderson, by the way, did a really nice job. But that's going to be it for the Warriors this season. They need James Wiseman. Now that Marquese Chriss is out, and I don't know, the Athletic is reporting that he's out for the entire season. The Warriors are not ruling him out for the entire year, okay? But this is going to be at least 3 months. He's definitely not going to come back in this first half of the season. Maybe he can end up coming back in at the end of the regular season, but we'll see. It's going to depend on his surgery that he's going to have in the coming days, and then his rehab. But in the meantime, James Wiseman's your starter. Kevon Looney's coming off the bench as the main backup, and you'll see some small ball minutes at center between Eric Paschal and Draymond Green. When he eventually does come back, he's ruled out for Tuesday's game in Detroit. Should play when the Warriors get back to the Bay Area. Coming up, where the Warriors still need to improve, but first, let's talk about Built Bar. If you're like me, when you get hungry, you can make bad decisions, but the best way to avoid blowing your diet is to be prepared. That's why I always have a box of Built Bars in the kitchen. Not only is this the best tasting protein bar I've ever had, it's the most healthy and it fills me up while I'm busy or I'm on the go. With 18 amazing flavors, including new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and apple almond crisp, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. They taste like a candy bar, but they're low calorie and low sugar, while also being high in protein and fiber, making them perfect for keto and other low carb diets. Whatever diet you are about to go on to start your new year, Built Bars are a great option, the best option out there. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order plus a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Make sure to tune in Thursday for a special New Year's Eve edition of Locked On Warriors. It's time to go to Twitter to answer the Twitter question of the game. This comes from Richard Kim, who writes in, "Hard to tell how much of the offensive improvement was simply due to playing a top defense like Milwaukee versus one of the worst defenses in Chicago. Either way, the offense will get better with more reps. The atrocious defense is the bigger concern. It should be better than this." Look, the defense needs to improve. I give the Warriors credit for getting this win. They showed guts at the end. They came up strong in crunch time. Steph Curry was really great. Damian Lee, obviously, with the game-winning three. I thought this was obviously, you know, goes without saying, the best game the Warriors played all season. But it was still a nail-biter against another winless team. They had to come back from 10 points down to get the win. And defensively, man, they were giving up a lot of points to guys who should not be scoring that many points. 33 points to Zach LaVine, 20 points to Kobe White, 22 points to Wendell Carter Jr., 23 points to Lauri Markkanen. And if it wasn't for the Warriors' bench outscoring Chicago's, there's no way they have a chance in this game. But they really need to clean up some things defensively, specifically their pick-and-roll defense, their defense at the point of attack. Zach LaVine, over and over and over. How did he score 33 points on 23 shots? High screens, getting to the basket. Andrew Wiggins, as good as he was on offense, was really not great defensively. Zach LaVine got by him over and over again. Same goes for Kelly Oubre, who just had an atrocious defensive game, I thought. Really failed to corral Zach LaVine whatsoever. And look, Zach LaVine's really talented. He's got a really quick first step. But this isn't James Harden we're talking about. This is not Russell Westbrook. This is Zach LaVine, man. And you can't, if you're going to be a top defense, you can't, and especially a top 10 defense, which is what the Warriors want to be, you can't be giving up 33 points efficiently to Zach LaVine. You just can't be doing that. He made a few tough threes, sure. So did Kobe White. But overall, it was really easy for Chicago to get downhill using that high screen game, find open shooters, and do what it is that they wanted to do. And James Wiseman, like I said before, was exploited defensively more than he had been in the first two games, despite having gone up against teams like Brooklyn and Milwaukee. Chicago dragged him into pick and rolls early and often, and his timing was off. He was late to react, slow to react. He got caught chasing blocks a couple times, left his feet, and that created a scrambling defense, and the Warriors just can't do that. And on the last Bulls possession of the game, where Zach LaVine hit that mid-range two-pointer, it wasn't anything complex that the Chicago did to get Zach LaVine open. It was just a simple screen and roll play. Juan Toscano-Anderson and Andrew Wiggins couldn't stay in front of him, and Wiggins lost LaVine. Toscano-Anderson had to come over and help, and Zach LaVine stopped, popped, and created space that way, and nailed the shot that gave them a two-point lead. Luckily, Damian Lee hits that three-pointer, but if he doesn't, man, we're all looking at that shot and scratching our heads and saying, how could you let Zach LaVine get open so easily? And you just can't do that. And if this defense is going to be built essentially around Andrew Wiggins and Kelly Oubre's length and athleticism, then they've got to do a better job than that. And they also have to do a better job of creating turnovers. Kelly Oubre had four steals in the game, which was good. But you need to start scoring off of those steals. And the Warriors have not done a great job of scoring off of turnovers this season. The Bulls turned the ball over, 24 times last night? I think the Warriors only scored 16 or 17 points off turnovers. That's not good enough. You should have 30-something points off of 24 turnovers. You know, not half of that. So they need to do a better job of that, turning defense into offense, but they really need to improve that half-court defense, and the transition defense needs to get better too. Overall, they need to get better defensively. I don't know what the difference is. I think when Wiseman gets more reps, obviously that's going to help. And when you've got Draymond in there, that's obviously going to help a ton. I really think that when Draymond comes back, you're going to see him guarding wings. Maybe not initially when you're still working on his conditioning and things like that, but the Warriors have had no answer for guys like Kevin Durant, no answer for guys like Chris Middleton, and Zach LaVine just tore them up. And they need somebody on the perimeter to step up. And right now, it's not been Wiggins, it's not been Oubre Jr., and I don't think that you can count on either of those guys. So when Draymond returns, it would not shock me if you saw him picking up the number one option on defense. And you see Wiggins and Oubre maybe sliding into more supportive roles and being asked to do a little bit less there on defense. That'll do it for today's recap. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. Thanks to betonline.ag and to Built Bar for sponsoring today's show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.